great future. We're talking real money.
Well, we're here again to try and do something that most programs of this kind do not do very well. And that is try to explain how money works and how it can work better for you and how you can avoid getting taken advantage of by so many people out there. We want you to enjoy a better future with your money and fewer other people to enjoy a better future with your money. I'm Don.
A lot of words there. I got to think that over there a little bit. Man, I got to write that down and read it back.
Well, you can read the transcript later. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. One of the things that we regularly need to help you with more than anything else, and when you hear this, deep down, you're going to know it's true. It may hurt a little bit, but friends, the truth can hurt.
No pain without gain? No gain without pain?
Can cut deep down into the soul. So, we want to try and help you avoid being what they call your own worst enemy. Because when it comes to investing, wow, way too often, you are your own worst enemy.
And guess what people are doing to harm themselves right now? They're rushing into,
why do these exist?
Thematic funds. What is a thematic fund, Tom? You know what? Well, today it's artificial intelligence, right? There's billions pouring into.
Yeah.
That's the A
thematic
theme.
Thematic means
A theme.
You can say, I think this is going to be hot. I think technology will be hot. I think communications will be hot. I think AI will be hot. I think chips will be hot. I think medical, whatever it is.
Healthcare.
Can just invest in a theme. Now, if you were really good at knowing the future, you could make a lot of money doing this.
Yeah. The problem is you don't know the future. They don't know the future. But here, listen to it's astounding, the money. Global assets in those aforementioned thematic funds have more than doubled since 2018. I think that's 6 years, right? Something like that.
Yes, 6 years.
Bring somebody in to do the math. But here's the worst part of all this. It just still shocks me. Well, we know in a general sense, investors don't get market-like returns. There's all kinds of studies of money coming in, money going out that show that people that invest in markets just have a bad track record of investing at the wrong time, of moving out at the wrong time, all those things. Okay.
Yep.
But this is even worse, believe it or not. So people that invest in these thematic funds, the funds average 7.3% a year for the five-year period ending June 30th of last year. Okay. Then that's not bad, actually, coming through a very difficult 2022. The people that own those funds, they only made 2.4%. Now, remember, the funds, if you just put the money in the fund and let it ride, you made 7.3. If you invested in it, investor behavior bad, you made less than 2.5% a year. It drives me crazy. The return gap is what they call it.
Yeah.
The gap between what you would have made and what you actually ended up with.
And the way they calculate that is by looking at actual trades. When people actually tend to buy have tended to buy and sell various kinds of securities. And your returns, boy, I mean, the difference is...
You've got a nice chart there that shows you.
We have looked at this before. There are Dalbar surveys.
Yep.
Morningstar does this regularly. We like following this because it shows that left to your own devices, you're going to hurt yourself financially. Now, let's just look at overall, just across all of the thematic. See, we're going to look at two different parts of the thematic universe. We're going to look at thematic funds, and we're going to look at thematic ETFs.
Okay.
And it's really interesting. The differences.
I can almost predict the outcome between the difference
between
exchange traded funds.
Because, and I'll start with that. We'll start with the difference. people who invest in thematic funds actually do a lot better than people who invest in thematic ETFs. Now, why is that? Why is that? We'll talk about that in just a minute. 855-935-TALK, our number. We'll be back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
In medicine, a second opinion might save your life. With investing, a second opinion might save your future. The trick is getting one without a high-pressure sales pitch. Well, I'm Don McDonald, and if you've been listening to Talking Real Money, you know that our goal is to help everyone create a brighter future by investing and managing money better. That's why, in addition to helping everyone on our show and podcast, we are also committed to making our 100% fiduciary advisors at Appella available to help everyone make the best financial decisions based on science. So if you're being pitched a financial product or a system, make sure you get a second opinion with no cost, no obligation, and no annoying sales pitch by going to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 or TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Got a question about money? Call us with it at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Are you capable of picking the best investments? Today, you have an opportunity to choose between different types of funds that emphasize different sectors of the economy. So if you get them right, you might make out really well if you can pick the right ones. But it turns out that not only here, but we believe everywhere else, individual investors are terrible at buying the right thing at the right time.
They generally get in late, right? They generally hear about something, I got to do that. They generally get out at the wrong time, right? Something goes down and they go, well, that was a bad decision. I got to get out of that. And they sort of follow the crowd, the money. You could see it. The equity flows, as they call them in our business. You can see money coming in, money going out, kind of the hot money in general. You end up with less. We just pointed out far less when it comes to these themes, if you will. I mean, because they just have the timing is wrong.
Now, it turns out that we're going to use three different categories. Morningstar wrote this piece, and they did the analysis. Now, we have the broad thematic category, which is just everything. But the problem is there weren't any broad thematic ETFs for comparison's sake that
because
had a five-year
sense.
History. Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's kind of an odd thing.
But here's what's really interesting. The five-year total return for these broad thematic open-end mutual funds, traditional mutual funds, was 7.7%. The average investor's return over that same five-year period was 6.6%. That is almost a 15% difference in returns. It doesn't sound big, but it means you made about 15% less money. But here's where it gets really interesting. A year.
Yeah. Correct. Thank you.
So here's where it gets really interesting.
That's a total return. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In an open-end technology fund, the difference was 7.7 versus 5.3% for investor returns.
Now you're looking at almost 30% there.
But the exchange-traded funds? And the reason for this is because you can buy and sell exchange-traded funds like a gambler. It's easy to buy them and sell them anytime during the course of the day. Open-end funds are not as easy to buy and sell. It's a once-a-day kind of thing. So you can sell intraday, which means you could do all kinds of stupid things. Exchange-traded technology funds, the difference was, get this, a 5.4% positive return for the funds themselves.
Yep.
Or a loss of negative 2.3%.
So that's like an 8% difference.
Right. Big difference. An even bigger difference. Well, it's not a bigger difference, but it's a bigger loss. In the physical world funds, These are ones that buy physical assets that
like gold, you
yeah,
mean,
like
silver,
that, and oils and gases and
Okay, all right, fair enough.
The difference, the physical world funds had an 11.8% are the exchange traded funds 11.8% return. The funds themselves had a 10.1. The difference between the fund itself, the funds themselves, and the investor was 7% to 10%. So 30%.
I could see
less.
It with those especially, because people who bet on energy or physical things, it's a timing thing.
Oh, wait. Yeah. The difference between the exchange-traded fund's actual return of nearly 12%.
Which is great.
And individual investors. Individual investors made 2.3%.
A 10%
difference.
That's a 10%
difference.
Couple things to take away. Number one, thematic funds, and I looked up a couple of them. I was just curious. The Global X Robotics Fund under BOTS, which charges you 0.69, kind of spendy. The Global Robotics Fund, Robo, 0.95. A couple things to keep in mind. I mean, thematic funds are bets, right? They're short-term. This is going to happen soon. I got to get in. And you're generally on the wrong side of the bet because you're too late to the game. Generally, that happens. Mm-hmm. Number two. You point this out. The late Jack Bogle hated exchange-traded funds. I don't know if he changed his mind by the time we passed away. But
I don't think
the
he did because
he
they
said
were
this
tradable.
Exact thing. Exactly. He said people are going to wake up and say, well, look what's happening today with whatever company. I got to get out. I got to get in. I got to do something.
Yeah,
he
at
know,
least mutual funds make you wait 24 hours
exactly.
before you can get your money.
And I think that stops people. You know, sometimes people make these rash decisions.
Well, you can
and
see it in
three,
these numbers.
I know. Number three is... We know the people that trade end up with less. You know, Eugene Fama had a great quote about this 20 years ago, that your investments are like soap. The more you use them, the less of them you end up with. It just, the fees, all that stuff, it just ends up drifting away down the drain.
The moral is buy your soap and stay dirty.
Okay, I'll think that. I'll see how that works at home.
I found the moral of the story.
I feel better about myself.
Your wife doesn't.
No.
She's listening. Okay.
I would like to say this is shocking, but it's not shocking because what it shows is this carryover between the performance of the indexes of stocks and the performance of the people that own them, which we know has not been great. It's been getting a little bit better. This is just the extreme version of that because the people that are making these bets on particular sectors, on themes, they're just taking it further and end up with less.
What I find fascinating every time I read one of these is how in every single case when they study investor actual behavior versus the investments themselves, every single time, everything reinforces all of the other studies that say, and I'm talking to you directly right now. You know who you are. You who think, I have a feel for this. I know when the market's going to go. It's a little too high for me right now, so I'm just going to wait and get in later when I feel better about it. The evidence, the overwhelming evidence says you are delusional. You can't do it. Stop thinking you can. You overconfident person, you.
Yeah, I mean, and you really want to see this even more historical. I think the wonderful presentation you did at Retire Meet that talks about the history of investing, it shows it even more. I mean, these people, because people get into things, they don't work, they get out of that, it over and over and over again.
And they swear, this is the funniest part, they swear they're never going to do it again. And yet, when the opportunity comes along to make a lot of money really quickly, because this is a sure thing. This is a sure thing. I'm going to get myself in trouble again. You ready? Here we go.
Yep, sure thing.
The callers who call and say, it is absolutely guaranteed that Bitcoin must go up because of the reduced supply and the dramatic demand. You keep
and
forgetting
what company
that
is it that's buying it
that,
all up?
That the demand that equation can change, and there
could
be less demand, which can kill the prices. You got to have a reason for the demand. Yeah. There needs to be a solid reason, not just I am going to make a lot of money because every other idiot's been making a lot of money. There has to be a solid reason for the existence of a product eventually. Eventually can be a while. And in the interim, there will be much gloating going on. There was much gloating until the end.
Oh, there's always gloating.
The rest of the story. 855-935-8255. 855-935-TALK. Call us. We'll talk about money because it's really, really important to do so. Don't go away.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
We're here to help you deal with your finances because we know you need help. Most of you. Even those of you who don't think you do, probably do. So give us a call at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And by the way, just want to let you know, Retire Meat is now up for viewing. Retire Meat.
Yeah,
10.
I mentioned your chat, which I think would be valuable.
Yeah,
for
you can watch that. I forgot all about that. You can actually go watch it, my history of retirement investing. Just go to talkingrealmoney.com and up at the top of the page, just hit on the button that says watch Retire Meat 10.
And for those of you who have just been dying to see what we really look like, well, that was just like a month ago. So we kind of still look
still
the same.
Pretty similar. Yeah. Don't go back a few years. Big difference.
Be disappointed.
Also, another update.
Oh, a lot of updates here.
A lot of updates. Okay. Working really hard on the summer road trip. We've made some changes to the itinerary a little bit, made a little, some tweaking. It's still in the tweakable stage right now. And that, I hope, is going to go up on the Talking Real Money website later this week, so you can watch for that. I got a new logo.
Tweaking
for the road.
Fine, twerking not
tweaking
so much. Okay.
Fine.
No twerking, but okay. All right. This question comes from, and by the way, we take the calls, right? If people call?
Yeah, we take
right
calls.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 855-935-TALK, so give us a ring.
Yeah, you never give the number out.
I know. I have to write it down in the back of my hand. Leon wrote us from Long Beach. Leon from Long Beach. He says, hello, Tom and Don. I'd like to invest into a S&P 500 exchange-traded fund, but come to find the price of VOO, which I believe is Vanguard's 500 ETF.
Yep.
Is increasingly getting higher to buy.
Well, yes, of course it is, because the stock market's been going up.
I don't think the expense ratio has been going up, but he said he discovered the ETF SPLG. And found it is quite similar to VOO in terms of performance and expense ratio.
Spludge.
It's also cheaper, he says.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll be careful with that one. What are your thoughts on this ETF as opposed to VOO? SPLG, exchange traded fund, which I think is just the Spider 500,
it's the
right?
Spider S&P 500 ETF.
And it's only 2 basis points, so it's pretty cheap. 0.02, pardon me.
Okay, but what he's talking about is the price per share.
Which it doesn't really.
Right. The price per share of Spludge, which I'm just going to call it that from now on, the price per share of Spludge is $61 a share. The price of VOO is $479 a share.
I get it. So then you can buy more shares at 61 than you can buy them at 400. You're getting the same thing.
You get the exact same thing. Now, the
funny
thing about
Spludge. But if you didn't have 492, right?
The funny thing about Spludge is it's actually 50% cheaper. Well, no, I'm sorry. 30% cheaper than VOO. It's expense ratio.
Oh, because it's only 2 basis points and VOO is
three basis points. Yes, that is correct, sir.
Neither of those are going to change your life much. I don't know that I'd be... There'd be an argument one way or the other. I mean, it owns the same 503 stocks.
Unless you only have $100 to invest.
I was just saying that if you didn't have the 400 whatever.
You don't have, you got to be able to buy a share.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you're going to buy $10,000 worth of VOO, it just means you're going to have fewer shares, but they're going to be the same value and they're going to track at, should be exactly the same rate, minus 1/100th of 1%.
Yeah, not going to be a huge cost there either way. Leon, I don't think you found anything that is really breakthrough unless you only had $60 to invest. Then you could say, sure,
right.
That
if
makes
you're
sense.
Doing a monthly, you know, you're just taking a few spending bucks, then use Spludge. Otherwise, use Voo.
Voo-hoo or
Voo
Spludge,
or
huh?
Spludge.
All right. Okay. That's good. You're a heck of a marketing guy. You're really on it, man. Yeah. I tell you what. Yeah.
Okay. There'll be an ad on CNBC now. Did you know that you can buy Spludge for less than Voo?
Got to be very careful with all that. Anyway, we wouldn't recommend one over the other. So you didn't find anything totally unique there, Leon, but thank you for the question. Thank you for listening and thank you for writing.
You know, it's come up. It used to come up in the old days with mutual funds a lot. Well, you know, I can buy this mutual fund for fewer dollars a share than this other mutual fund. It doesn't matter. You're basically buying in dollar amounts. The price per share is an arbitrary number. But we still get hung up on it, which is why stocks keep splitting. They split just to make them appear cheaper.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hey there. Hi, Don here. Tom there. Phone number 855-935-TALK. Lines open. We actually expected a lot more calls, usually in the second hour. That's the way it works, but you know, sometimes it just doesn't. And so give us a holler, 855-935-TALK. We'd love to talk with you. I do have some questions, though, that people called in if you want one.
Yeah, got another one from writing in, but you go next.
All right,
sure, why not? Go.
Yes, my question is, when should I take all my money out once I become of age of 72 or 73? When does that put a senior's end? And I need to know what else can I put my money in. My number, phone number.
No phone numbers.
Don't give me
very
little.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So what does he do? Taking his money out.
Required.
It sounds like required.
Distribution.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
And the
to
rules
me.
Have changed, right? It was 70 and a half, and then the Congress, for reasons I don't understand. Of course, there's many things they do I don't understand.
Yeah, and most of us don't understand.
Yeah. By the way, did you know they let the earmarks back in the bill? So there was like 100-something earmarks for a little project. Anyway, leaving that because that's financial, but
don't get
too.
Into that. That's, I know. You're getting political now. Be careful.
So required minimum distributions. So if you have pre-tax savings in a 401k or an IRA at age 73, you now have to start withdrawing some of that money. It may sound like you want to cash the whole thing out. You don't have to cash the whole thing.
No. You just have to start taking.
And the first year is about 3.5%. It goes up a little bit from there. But if you were born in the years 1960 or later, you get to wait until age 75 to start taking the money out. So you get a better deal. And then he said what to do with the money. Well, you could do anything with the money. You could reinvest the money. It wouldn't be in your IRA.
Yeah, but you could put it back in the same investments.
You could open an after-tax account and put it in there. So, yes, the rules have changed a bit there. Be careful with this because people that forget to do it face a rather stupendous penalty.
Yeah.
Although I think sometimes the first time you miss it, they let you off with good behavior. But you don't want to do that. You want to make sure you take the money out in the proper amount, and again, you don't have to spend it. You can reinvest it in something else, but it does have to come out. And the other part is you have to pay tax on it. I mean, here's another idea. For those of you who just say, I don't need the money, don't want the money, don't want to have to take it out, and you're charitably inclined, you could do what's called a qualified charitable distribution, QCD. Hand the money right over to a charity. You don't have to pay tax on that withdrawal then.
And that is, if you're going to be charitable, that is a terrific direction to take because it saves you immediately.
Yep.
And it helps the charity immediately. You don't have to wait for your, if you take it out and you pay taxes, then you've got less money and the charity gets less money. So everybody gets hurt.
It's a great way around, again, for those who don't want to have to take the money out and are not interested in spending it and prefer not to pay the tax on it, it's a great way to give it to somebody else.
Here, I'll give you another one.
Okay.
Eventually.
Hey, Don and Tom. Been listening to your podcast for this year and really enjoy it. My question is, I have a life insurance policy that I got when I was in my mid-20s. It's a term, and for $1 million. And I'm divorced. I have no kids. I am 49 and now, and not sure if I'm ever going to need it. But at the same time, if I gave it up, not sure if that's the best move either. So wondering your advice on whether I should keep paying. It's now up to, I think my monthly payments, it's through Northwestern, $125 or something like that a month. So it's $1 million policy, and obviously the cost is going to keep going up. So,
okay, this is somebody, this is a policy in search of a beneficiary.
Exactly.
I'm volunteering.
Yeah.
I'm here.
It's,
you probably live longer than I will, but no.
No. Get rid of the policy.
Insurance is for people you leave behind who may need that asset to pay the bill.
Kind of like saying, you know, I have car insurance and I'm going to keep it maybe just in case I get another car, but I'll keep paying on it. No, if you need, if somebody needs your life insurance down the road, buy a new policy then and save all that money along the way. Thanks for the question. 855-935-TALK is our number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you suffer from hodgepodgeitis? I'm Don McDonald, and hodgepodgeitis is a disease of your investment portfolio whose symptoms include lots of stocks, loads of random loaded mutual funds, and maybe an annuity or two. Most who suffer from hodgepodgeitis dread opening their quarterly portfolio statements. They feel lost and confused. Investing seems overwhelming and the financial future uncertain. If you believe you suffer from hodgepodgeitis, see a 100% fiduciary investment advisor immediately. A proper diagnosis is the first step to creating a portfolio with a purpose based on a personal plan. Start on the road to recovery now by scheduling a free meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. There is no cost, obligation, or high-pressure sales pitch. Take the first step at TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. Hodgepodgeitis is not a real disease, but treating it has been shown to improve mood, reduce fear, and even lead to a brighter financial future. Results may vary.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And we're doing it without you so far. We'd rather do it with you, but hey, it's up to you. Give us a call at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And I think Tom said he had another question.
I got a question, yeah. Thank you, by the way, for all of you who write questions. Don handles the audio part. And then they hand the question to me. I got a lot of them. Got a lot of them backed up here. So happy to get to them. This comes from TJ in Woodbury, Minnesota. So if you're shy about calling today, you can call and leave a message, right?
Yeah.
At talkingrealmoney.com.
You can call and leave a question. Or
you can type them. And this one's typed. This comes from TJ. He says, my wife is a teacher and has a 403B. Her advisor is through EFS, Educators Financial Services. The account has always been processed through TD Ameritrade, but recently moved to Schwab. Now that all the old money is at Schwab, but the new contributions are with Axos. Is that normal? That doesn't seem right, by the way. Seems like a lot of complexity. They charge 1% for the service. What? Do I have the ability to manage this myself? I manage all my other accounts. The short answer is yes. You, of course, in a 403B, you have the ability to manage yourself.
No.
But this is kind of confusing.
It depends.
Well, you can pick your own funds. You don't have to hire an advisor to be on them.
Well, they've got to be approved.
Well, yeah. Okay. I've never seen a plan where you were had to hire an advisor to manage the money at 1% in a retirement plan.
I've never seen it, but... you know what? Oh, I know where we should send them.
Yeah.
403B wise.
Exactly. Because they have looked at all these plans. They have a rating service. This is a little confusing, though. The old money's at Schwab, but the new contributions are with Axos. So it sounds like an orphaned plan, but why wouldn't you just move that to the new plan, the old money?
Yeah, why would they be with Axos? I don't understand. I'm very confused about this.
It is confusing.
This is not normal, but I would suggest one of two things or both things. One, go to 403BWise and put in your 403B plan information, and they will give you a list of what's available in your plan.
There you go.
And they'll also tell you if they're fiduciary things or not, I believe.
Fiduciary things?
Fiduciary advice. Let's see. 403
Educators B-wise. Financial Services out of, and this is in Minnesota.
Okay, let's see. See, we can.
This is for anybody, by the way, that has an employer-sponsored plan through an educational service.
Yeah, 403Bs.
Correct.
So let's pick on Florida this time, because that's the way you
look
them up.
There to pick on. Yeah.
So I'm going to go to my county, which I guarantee will have terrible choices. Well, I don't guarantee it.
Wait, you have your own county in Florida?
Actually, I'm pretty. So here's what they do. They rated our plan in my local school district as a C. They graded it as a C. However, I can, if I was a teacher, get into Fidelity's portfolios or Vanguard's portfolios.
This is in the district of which you are
in Osceola
resident.
County, Florida.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Careful Osceola. The way you say that.
Osceola County, Florida.
Yeah, just be careful.
But my other choices, you see, the ones who are going to be at the school.
Yeah.
Trying to get me in are going to be things like Lincoln National Life or
and
Thrivent.
And stop right there. Lincoln National Life. Now, what do you imagine they might try to move you into?
Annuities.
that was easy.
Hey, these guys changed their name. I love this. Remember Valak?
Of course.
Okay.
Love their pickles.
Yeah, they changed their name because Valak had a bad rep.
Yeah.
So they used their parent company's name,
which was
AIG, which got a bad rep.
Yeah.
Because they nearly
bankrupting
they
the
nearly
entire
took
country.
Down the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
Now they've given themselves, listen to this name. You know this was workshopped. They paid millions of dollars to get this name because this sounds trustworthy and reputable. Corebridge Financial. It's the core
bridge.
And it's the bridge.
And the bridge
does that bring up imagery?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Corebridge Financial is another one to avoid.
Yeah, and you mentioned Thrivent.
Thrivent, which used to be the Lutheran Brotherhood.
Yeah, that's right, the hood, yeah, of course.
And then we have Equitable, life insurance. Mm-hmm. Horace Mann, life insurance.
Yeah.
American Century, loaded funds.
Can we say it again? I mean, okay, people in the educational, I'm referring to teachers generally, are they overpaid or something? Are they making way too much money? Is there a reason we mistreat them when it comes to their retirement plans? I mean, it's...
Dude, their own union mistreats them when it comes to retirement plans. Their own union, the NEA, sells annuities to
I know. And, I mean, the aforementioned five providers are not going to be low cost.
Oh,
they're not going to provide the right type of funds.
Five?
And they're going to try to move you into an annuity of some
kind.
What
about MetLife? What about National Life? What about Security Benefit Life? What about Voya or Ameriprise or Waddell & Reed? What are all of those?
Truly
they're all commissioned
awful.
Salespeople.
And let's just mention, none of them are 100% fiduciary, period.
Except
exclamation
for
point.
Vanguard.
Right.
And Fidelity.
You know, it's... That really is a cesspool. I hate to say it, but
it is. That's why I love 403BY.
Did you try to find Educators Financial Services in Minnesota?
No, because you only can look
them
up. You
have to go to the district.
You go to the district.
What if you type in Woodbury, Minnesota?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Maybe that's the name of the
you
district.
You are
I don't
a
know.
Thinker. Let's go
well, I
look.
Wouldn't have said that either, by the way. But
No, that's a very, very good idea. So let's go. We're going to Minnesota.
Yep.
Which starts with an M, so it's right here alphabetically. Yep. And then Woodbury.
Yep. Standard spelling.
The problem is I'm going to need to know which county Woodbury's in. So hold on.
You're going to go figure out what can't be as many. It can't be like Washington with 39 counties, can it? Or I guess it could be.
Oh,
but,
gosh, yes.
Come on. Hold really? On. 39 counties?
I'm
really?
Looking it up.
39.
Okay, it's in Washington County.
Oh, well, that helps. Oh, now you got to try to find the district.
Now I'm finding the district.
You're really good. Don't do all this on the fly, by the way. That's the truth of the matter is.
Okay, well, that's not it. Hold on. Woodbury, Minnesota. We want to make sure we
can. By the way, I was being facetious about teachers being overpaid. I hope you all know that because people say, was he serious? No, I wasn't serious at all. I'm mad at the system.
So Washco Schools, South Washington County Schools. So Washco. So starts with an S.
S-O.
So South Washington County School District. Got it. Okay. Ooh, okay. Hey, look at this.
Look at you. Breaking it down.
Oh. Ooh.
You're excited for a moment and then.
No. I was just excited I found it.
Not that excited. EFS was one of them. Educators Financial Services.
Yeah. Okay. They call them Economic Services Incorporated. So that would be them.
Not as good as Corbridge, man. That's
but get this
branding.
They only have four choices. Four. Oh, I would talk to your school district, dude. I would have a chat with them. I would get a petition up among the teachers and demand Vanguard and or Fidelity.
Because it's something.
The best thing you have is Aspire.
Yeah, which we know.
And it's okay. But wow, they give you Ameriprise and Primerica, basically, and economic services. This is not a good plan. Cottage Grove, I think this is it. You guys in South Washington County School District should be ashamed of giving your teachers this plan. You should be ashamed.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Yeah, it looks to me like the best of your choices is the Aspire plan. But, you know, the devil in that is in the details because Aspire is more of a, they're a custodian. They're a record keeper. What they offer,
in terms of the actual investments, is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I just want to look up.
Okay, while you're doing that, because we're almost out of time, I do want to offer our help. And I've talked to many of you the last 2 weeks, been very busy, but always time for more. Love the Saturday morning conversations, which I've had numerous of as well. And guess what? Today, talk to somebody that said, fix this with your 401k, get on with your life. She was doing a great job with the rest of it, by the way. But there were some other little changes I think that will make a big difference over time, including location of particular assets. But if you want a little help about your retirement, about your investments, about your money, yeah, we do that with no cost or obligation. And guess what? It's pretty doggone easy to get that help. You simply go to talkingrealmoney.com, and click on Meet an Advisor. And for those of you who would prefer to make a phone call out of it, guess what? We actually answer the phone same day. 800-386-3004.
Wait, we answer the phone?
We actually answer the phone. Yeah. If you call that number,
will they answer?
90% of the time, I get it. And I do answer my phone. 800-386-3004. I enjoy it. I like talking to you. So
this is not very encouraging. Their website will not allow me to even search for funds.
See what what it is. Yeah.
So I can't even help you. I feel terrible about this.
Yeah. I do too. And this is not unique to northern Minnesota.
No, it's or southern national. Minnesota. It's 403Bs. 403Bs have been taken over by the insurance industry.
It's awful.
The insurance industry really got a foothold in that business, and they will not let it go because it's so lucrative. And teachers are, for the most part, all those I've known, they must be committed to their trade.
They're not money-oriented people.
Yeah, no. Because they don't do it for the money. So therefore, that's not what they're thinking of. That's not their area of expertise. And they are easily, again, generalizing.
Yeah.
And people in medicine, too. Same thing. And that's where 403Bs also exist. They are not – they're easy marks for insurance agents to sell you annuities. Just a hard and fast rule, period. Never own an annuity in a retirement plan, whether it's a 403B, a 401K, an IRA, a Roth,
a Roth IRA?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Any
of
those.
Recently.
Never own an annuity inside a qualified retirement plan ever 100% of the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And if you think you're about to get sold one, call us here on the show at 855-935-TALK. Or seriously, on a weekday, go to TalkingRealMoney.com and just sit down with one of our advisors for 2 minutes and say, I am being pitched this. What do you guys think? They're not going to try and sell you anything. They're going to tell you the truth. The truth. And the truth. The truth will set you free.
Especially this part, because it's so critical to your future. People make bad decisions and they pay for them for absolute number of years. It's horrible. Absolutely awful.
And they don't make it easy to get out. So anyway, thanks for being here. Check us out at TalkingRealMoney.com. It's so easy. Just go to TalkingRealMoney.com.
The opinions and views expressed on this podcast were current on the date recorded. Opinions, estimates, forecasts, and statements of financial market trends that are based on current market conditions constitute our judgment and are subject to change without notice, including any forward-looking estimates or statements which are based on certain expectations and assumptions. Although information and opinions given have been obtained from or based on sources believed to be reliable, no warranty or representation is made as to their correctness, completeness, or accuracy. Information presented on the podcast is not personalized investment advice from Appella Wealth. The views and strategies described may not be suitable for everyone. This podcast does not identify all the risks, direct or indirect, or other considerations which might be material to you when entering any financial transaction. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and profitable results cannot be guaranteed. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. The podcast is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Wealth, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Please see Appella Wealth's ADV Part 2A on our website for information regarding Appella's fees and services. Appella Capital, LLC, DBA Appella Wealth, is an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The firm only transacts business in the states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration with the SEC or any state securities authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Appella does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing either stated or implied here should be inferred as providing such advice. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and important disclosure related to performance of any specific index or fund quoted in this podcast. Is anybody still listening?